For the second consecutive year, SFMSports.net, Maryland, and Harford County's High School Sports Network welcomes you to this presentation of the Harford County Game of the Week. This broadcast is brought to you by Harford's Heart Magazine, connecting the residents, businesses, and communities of Harford County at harfordsheart.com. Now, the Harford County High School Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
Live from James R. Harris Stadium in Havana Grace, Maryland, this is SFMSports.net's presentation of the Harford County Game of the Week. Good evening, fans, alongside our executive producer, Steve Clendon, and I'm Paul Taylor, as tonight we have a great matchup in store for you, as it will be the undefeated Bel Air Bobcats going up against the Havana Grace Warriors. Havana Grace coming off of a tough loss last week at North Harford, where they led 14-0 going into the final minutes of that one. Before North Harford staged a comeback, scoring 15 points, including a two-point conversion with 8 seconds left to steal a win against the Warriors. Yeah. Meanwhile, Bel Air comes in rolling off of a huge win over Perryville, as it was homecoming last week for Bel Air. And the Bobcats greeted the Panthers rudely with a 42-12 win for Bel Air, who moved to 2-0 in the UCBEC and 5-0 overall. Havana Grace comes into tonight at 1-1 in conference, 4-1 overall. Bel Air, though, with an interesting schedule the second half of the season. Bel Air, of their final five games, only one of them is at home, and it's the end of the month, October 30th, when they host C. Milton Wright. They begin a stretch of three straight road games tonight here at Havana Grace. Tonight, Thursday night, they'll be down Route 40 at Aberdeen. And then on the 24th, they're at Patterson Mill. So a crosstown rivalry game of sorts there on the 24th before finishing up hosting C. Milton Wright. And then at Falston to finish up the year. For Havana Grace, again, they come off of the loss to North Harford. They have three home games in their final five, including two in a row beginning tonight, hosting Bel Air and then hosting Perryville next week. They will be at Aberdeen on the 24th. We'll have that game for you here on SFMSports.net, Havana Grace Aberdeen, the annual Route 40 rivalry game. That's on October 24th. October 31st, Patterson Mill comes here to James R. Harris Stadium. And then November 7th, Havana Grace goes to C. Milton Wright to finish out the year. So a big, big matchup to kick off the second half of the UCBEC season. We'll take a timeout and be back for more on the pregame show. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
Everybody knows that high school sports generate suspense, excitement, and drama.
They also generate higher grade point averages, stronger work habits, and greater self-esteem.
Everybody knows that high school sports give us more value for our entertainment dollar.
They also give us leaders committed to strengthening communities right here in Maryland. The true value of playing sports in school can't be measured in wins and losses or dollars and cents. Studies show that participation in sports, along with other extracurricular activities, is one of the best ways to teach leadership, cooperation, accountability, and other invaluable life skills. Don't just stand on the sidelines. Encourage the young people you know to get in the game. When you do, you'll be helping them get ahead in life. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
Join the SFMSports.net social media network. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at SFMSportsNet. Get game recaps, nominate a student athlete of the month, and listen to our live streaming coverage of Maryland high school sports. Access high school sports from anywhere with SFMSports.net, online, mobile, on demand.
And in a stunning turn of events, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets and Fries have turned this tailgating party around.
Most definitely. The juiciness of McNuggets combined with the hottest fries in the game, that's a tasty play that's always going to dominate.
Fellas, come on. Enough with the play-by-play. The game start.
Tailgate McDonald's style with 20-piece Chicken McNuggets for only $5. Then team them up with our world-famous fries to go all the way.
And the McNuggets up. And it's good.
There's more fun ways to tailgate at McDonald's. Proud sponsor of the NFL.
Prices and participation may vary.
The Harford County High School Football Game of the Week is powered by Harford's Heart Magazine, the magazine that connects the residents, businesses, and communities of Harford County. Visit harfordsheart.com.
Welcome back to Heaven to Grace, as we are just about set for the coin toss here. Heaven to Grace being the home team is going to wear their classic maroon jerseys with the white letters and numbers. Bel Air in the all whites with the blue, or the dark blue rather, letters and numbers on the white helmets, as we are about to get this game underway. These two teams, a combined 9-1. So a really good matchup here tonight, as again, North Hartford came back to beat Heaven to Grace last week. Heaven to Grace was up 14-0. Jordan Lynham and Jordan Hawthorne with the two touchdowns for the Warriors. Lynham with a 6-yard touchdown pass in the first half, and Hawthorne with a 74-yard touchdown run. Hawthorne ended up on the night with 86 yards on six carries. So the big 74-yard gain, and then 12 yards on five more carries. Josh Penn with the leading another receiver, or another running back rather, 97 yards on three carries. So Heaven to Grace likes to pound the ball, and we'll expect to see a lot of that this evening, as Bel Air had a huge night from Devin Bowers. Bowers with 227 yards rushing and two touchdowns on 22 carries. So we'll see how much the Bobcats ride Devin Bowers tonight. We'll take a timeout and come back for the kickoff right after this.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
There are podcasts. And then there are podcasts.
The Baltimore Orioles seem to have a tight grasp on the AL East.
I love the fact you didn't mention the Boston Red Sox. All tucked away down there.
This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
Dean Ambrose is becoming a greaser.
Like them on Facebook or follow them on Twitter at BSportsFree, the number 4-ALL.
I'm Ray Atkinson.
I'm Josh Hall.
The Baltimore Sports Free-for-All, exclusively on SFMSports.net.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Nothing means it's game day like ice cold Coke Zero, because zero means it's game day.
Well, what about the smell of crisp fall air?
No, that does not mean it's game day like Coke Zero.
Team flags up in the neighborhood?
Sounds nice, but no.
What about when...
No.
But you don't even know what I was going to say.
Were you going to say zero means it's game day, so therefore nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero?
No, but...
Then it doesn't matter, does it?
Okay.
The refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
This is the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to James R. Harris Stadium, as the two teams, the captains, are meeting at midfield at the moment with the officials for this evening's contest, as we are going to have the coin toss here in moments, as Heaven to Grace with some pink tape and some pink towels. As the coin toss has just occurred, and it looks like Heaven to Grace has won the toss. And let's see what they are going to do. The Warriors are going to defer to the second half, so Bel Air will get the ball to start, and it will be Devin Bowers and the Bel Air rushing attack and offense to start the game for the Bobcats. Yeah, so we'll see what happens here. For the moment, it's not raining here in Heaven to Grace, as rain expected any time pretty much from here on out the rest of the evening. Is just a few miles away, the Orioles taking on the Royals in the American League Championship Series. That rain has been in the conversation for the last several days. No rain as of yet here, but We will keep an eye on that as the two teams return to the sidelines one final time before we get this one underway. So glad you're alongside of us here on SFMSports.net. If you care to, follow along on Twitter at SFMSportsNet and use the hashtags BA versus HDG and hashtag HCGOW for Harford County Game of the Week to follow along and join us in our conversation here as we get this one started here this evening on a pleasant evening so far. Temperature-wise here in Havana Grace, Harford County Game of the Week. We have a good one in store for us here tonight. Havana Grace will kick off and go right to left this first quarter. As Bel Air will move down to our left, and they get ready to receive here to start this one. Jordan Hawthorne getting ready to tee the ball up. Bel Air return men back to receive it inside their own 10. As we're about to get this one underway, a little bit of a breeze. Havana Grace kicking into the wind here in this first quarter. Wind blowing left to right, the same direction Bel Air is going, and this one is underway. Hawthorne with a high short kick fielded at the 25 and immediately fumbled. It's picked back up, crossing the 30 out to about the 34, 33-yard line. And that is where Bel Air will start this one. Bel Air gets the ball to start this first half. Let's see what the offense can do. .11:55 on the clock. First play from scrimmage coming up here momentarily. That is Daniel Weber in the quarterback position, now getting under center, one wide out to the far side. He will hand the ball off near side, getting across the 35, out to about the 37, is a Brad Casale. And it is a nice pickup on first down for Casale. And the Bobcats will have a second and about six here after a nice four-yard rush on first down. So Weber gets the play from the sideline. Weber, the 5'10 sophomore, is his team at 5-0 entering the second half of play this evening. We'll see second half of the season kicks off tonight. Now Weber backs up for a moment, surveys the defense, now gets back under center. He will hand the ball up the middle, crossing the 40 out to about the 42. And we have a late flag on the play coming in from the umpire. Was carrying the ball on that one was Devin Bowers. But let's see, that was in the area of holding, and it is going to be on Bel Air. It is indeed a holding call on the Bobcats. It's our first penalty of the night. And then it will march the Bobcats back 10 yards. And it would have set up third and a long three. Instead, it will be second and long now as the 10-yard penalty will back the Bobcats up, and it will be a second down. And let's see where they mark it off at. It'll be second. We'll mark it at the 31, between the 31 and the 32. So it's going to be about second and 13 or so from the 31-yard line. So Weber brings his team to the line. 10.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Now we see two wideouts to the far side for the Bobcats. Weber stumbles and falls down, and that is going to end up going down as a sack officially. But Weber stumbled out of the chute there, took the snap, and then was trying to rush to the far side. A quarterback bootleg there, quarterback rollout to the far side, and tripped up on over his own 2 feet. And it's going to be go from second and long to third and longer for the Bobcats. 10 minutes to play here. First quarter, no score. Opening drive for Bel Air. They have it third and 19 from their own 25-yard line. We got to get it just past their own 44. So a long way to go here on third down. Weber comes to the line at two wideouts. This time both are to the near side. Weber back to pass, rolling to his right, looking, has a man open down the field, lobs it, and it is caught. And did he make the catch in bounds? He did. What a catch there for Jack Lewis. Lewis sprinted down the near sideline in front of the Warriors bench and flips the field position. It's now going to be first and 10 Bel Air all the way down at the Havoc Grace 41-yard line. That's a 36-yard gain on third down. What a pass and catch there. Combination there. Daniel Weber to Jack Lewis. Weber takes the snap, hands it off to Bowers. Bowers rushing around the far side and is going to gain maybe two. Gets down to the 39 before he is stopped by a host of Warriors. It'll be second and 8. And now they mark it closer to the 40, so it'll be a gain of a yard officially. Second and 9. That was a great catch there from Jack Lewis. Listed as a running back there, but sprinted down the sideline. Turned around, and the ball was right there. Got his foot down inbounds and gives his team a huge first down on third and long. And now it is second and 9 here. There's another handoff to Bowers up the middle. Bowers powers his way down to the 35. Nearly broke it there as he gets all the way down past the 35, down to about the 32. And we'll set up third and short, and they're going to mark it at the 33. So it'll be third and 2 for Bowers. As the Bobcats getting Devin Bowers train turned on once again. 8.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Bel Air on the opening drive of the game had a third and long and converted it with a 36-yard pass, and now has third and 2 from the Havoc Grace 32. Here's the handoff, and they've got a first down and a whole lot more. Look out, 25, 20, 15, 10, and tackled inside the 5-yard line. That is, again, Jack Lewis. So a 32, from the 32 all the way down to the 4. 28-yard gain there for Lewis. So the 36-yard completion to Lewis, and then the 28-yard rush. My math's not good, but that's over 60 yards there from Jack Lewis here on the opening drive for Bel Air. Daniel Weber brings his team to the line. One wide out on the far side, three running backs beside him. Hands it off to Bowers. Bowers dancing around at the 5. Stiff arms a man and will head into the end zone. Touchdown. Terrific stiff arm there from Bowers. Bowers with a 4-yard rush. Well, it's a touchdown for the Bobcats. Bowers hit some traffic at about the 5, made a juke move, and then stiff-armed a man and powered his way into the end zone. A terrific run there from Bowers, and a real nice opening drive for Bel Air. And here comes the extra point. The kick is up, and it is good. 7-0 Bobcats. The 7-0 Bel Air. With 7:35 left in the first quarter, Havoc Grace will now get the ball for the first time. Both teams back out on the field as we get set to get this one back underway. Bel Air with a huge opening drive. And now the kicking unit breaks out. And we are back underway. It's a short kick and it's picked up inside the 40, out to the 45. Look out. Big hit there as that one is picked up. I believe that was Daquan Tucker that picked that up. And some of the sirens go off here right to the right of the stadium. That tends to happen. It'll be first and 10 for the Warriors. First and 10 for Havity Grace from their own 44-yard line. I formation for the Warriors. And then this will be a handoff up the middle, 45, and bounce down at just crossing the 45 is Hawthorne. As their quarterback, Jack Eberhardt, comes to the sidelines. Eberhardt, the 6 foot, even 150-pound senior, gets the play call from the sideline. And it will be second and 7 for Havity Grace here from their own 47-yard line. So the short kick gives the Warriors a good field position. Nice size crowd on hand here tonight. Bel Air well represented across the way. Havity Grace with a nice size group here as well. As the Warriors come to the line once again, Eberhardt under center, I formation, two wideouts to the far side. And we get a flag before the snap, and this one might go against Bel Air as it looked like three different Bobcats moved. And let's see if they were drawn offside or if this is going to be 5 yards for Havity Grace. And it is indeed going to be on the Bobcats. So a second penalty on the Bobcats so far this evening. And that's a big 5 yards. So it goes from a second and 7 to second and 2 for Havity Grace. And the previous penalty on Bel Air was a 10-yard holding penalty, which made it third and long. The Bobcats were able to convert that en route to their touchdown on the opening drive. But it is now second and 2 for the Warriors as they now cross midfield and are in it to Bel Air territory. Line of scrimmage is the Bel Air 48. Eberhardt under center, hands the ball off to Hawthorne. Hawthorne right side, has the first down and a little bit more as he crosses the 45 down to the 43. Hawthorne, 155-pound, 5'6", senior. Uses his speed to his advantage there. Gets the first down for his squad. And it'll be first and 10 for Havity Grace from the Bel Air 43-yard line. .6:18 and counting left in the first quarter. As the play goes up the middle, this is Hawthorne again. A nice juke move to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Hawthorne touchdown. Wow. Hawthorne with a huge rush right end. And just like that, a 43-yard rush. And we are an extra point away from being tied. Wow, what a run there from Hawthorne. You can certainly see exactly what the Hawks of North Hartford saw last week. 5:53 left, first quarter. And here comes the extra point attempt from the Warriors. Snap, hold, and kick. Good, good, and good. So we are tied at 7. Here with 5:53 left to go here in this first quarter.
Ladies and gentlemen, fear the spear and show your warrior pride. Homecoming parade will be the ending of the homecoming game on October 16th, 2014. The parade will start at 5:30 in the city of Hudson Park.
So having a grace to kick things off, a terrific start to this one for both teams. Bel Air with a long sustained drive. Havity Grace with a couple of quick plays as the kickoff is short. Fielded at the 30, now across the 35. And dancing around out there, Bel Air will get reasonably good field position as they'll start first and 10 from their own 36-yard line or so. So first and 10 for Bel Air here. 7-7 ball game here. That is officially going to be the 37-yard line where they mark it. As Daniel Weber brings his team to the line. Weber under center. Three running backs standing behind him. And he is back, and he makes a handoff, and there's a flag on the play from the far side as the rush comes all the way across the 40 out to the 43-yard line. Rush was made by Brad Casale, but a flag came in, and that's, again, in the area of holding. We'll see what happens. Belair indicating it is a chop block against Belair. So another penalty against Belair, their third penalty of the evening already here so far tonight. And that'll march the Bobcats back even further. It was a pretty good rush from Casale, but the chop block, rather than second and about four, and will take it all the way back to the 21 and a half yard line. So a 15-yard penalty there makes it first and a 25. Five and a half minutes left in the first quarter. As Weber brings his team to the line, this is another handoff. This time it's Bowers. Bowers gets crushed back at the 20-yard line. Huge hit from the Warriors defense there as Bowers trying to dance around and find a hole. Instead, he finds a 2-yard loss. And it goes from a first and 25 to second and 27. As we're at about 5 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Belair getting the play in. Tied at seven here with 4:50 and counting left to go. And the Bowers 4-yard touchdown is answered by a Hawthorne 43-yard touchdown rush. As Weber has three wideouts, two to the near side, one to the far side, now splits a tight end out. Man in motion. And it is a handoff up the middle to Bowers. Bowers, a decent size hole, gets out to the 25-yard line, so gets 5 yards back. But it will be third and 22 for the Bobcats from their own 25-yard line. So they got to get to the 47. Rain continues to hold off for now. As it is third and 22 with 4:10 left to go here in this first quarter. Belair with it at their own 25-yard line. Rain chances increase as we go throughout the evening. So we'll see if and when the rain decides to show up. As Daniel Weber brings his team to the line once again, two wideouts to the near side. He's going to roll out. Screen pass to the far side. It is caught. All kinds of daylight. Look out. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. And tripped up from behind at the 25-yard line. A huge, huge pass to Casale with the reception there. Casale helps the Bobcats complete another third and long. This time it is a 50-yard completion as they go from 125 to the other. So it'll be first and 10 now for Daniel Weber and company. Weber, tight formation, three running backs behind him. Now one wide out to the far side. Weber hands it off. This is going to be a rush up the middle by Casale. And he gets out down to the 21-yard line, so a gain of four on first down. With 3:17 and counting left to go here in this first quarter, tied at seven, Belair with a couple of big, big plays. Two big plays from Jack Lewis on the first drive, and a 50-yard pitch and catch between Daniel Weber and Brad Casale here on this drive, as Belair just on the outside of the red zone. Weber under center, hands the ball off to Bowers. Bowers crosses the 20 and doesn't get a whole lot further. Maybe down to the 19, but not a whole lot of running room there. A gain of maybe 1.5, and it'll set up third and 5. Well, Belair converted a third and 25 with a 50-yard run, or 50-yard pitch and catch last third down. See what they come up with here on third and 5, considerably shorter than third and 22. As we'll see what the Bobcats elect to do here. Belair again 5-0, Havre de Grace 4-1. Weber takes the snap himself, spins around, and is met crossing the 20-yard line. He still pushes the pile a few yards, but the Warriors make the stop just inside the 20. And then some tempers flare as Weber will trot on over to the sideline. It'll be fourth down. No gain officially on the play. It almost looked like it was a busted play there. Weber looks like he got turned around or somebody miscommunicated there with the running backs. But either way, it is fourth down for the Bobcats. And Weber coming back out onto the field. So it looks like the Bobcats are going to go for it here. Fourth and a long four from their, just inside their 20-yard line. Weber brings his team to the line two wide. Both Weber under center. And the Warriors jump offside. So the Bobcats get what they want, and the first Havoc of Grace penalty of the evening is a huge one. And the offside penalty gives Bel Air a free first down. And the first penalty on Havoc of Grace gives Bel Air a first down inside the 15-yard line, first and 10. As Weber didn't even have to run a play there. And Havoc of Grace got a little over-anxious and jumped offside. Same formation here for Bel Air. Two wideouts to the near side, however. As Weber again under center. Has a man in motion to the near side. It's a handoff to Casale. Casale rounds the 15-yard line and gets stood up there. Good job there by the Havoc of Grace defense. And it will be second and 12 there as they're going to officially mark that back at the 16-yard line. Thought Casale maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. He did not, officially. And it's second and 12, under a minute to play here in this first quarter. Great first quarter here in Havoc of Grace. One, maybe two plays left in it. As well to see what happens here as Weber just now getting to the huddle with 30 seconds left in the quarter. Weber under center. Hands the ball off, an inside handoff to Jack Lewis. Lewis up the middle and touchdown. Wow. Lewis came from the near side of that formation. And just a rush up the middle. And Jack Lewis with a nice game. And Bel Air back on top here with just seconds to go here in this first quarter. So 16-yard rush. And here comes the extra point attempt here with just 16 and a half seconds left to go in this first quarter. Snap, hold, and kick. Good, good, and good. So the kicking game on point so far tonight. Combined, the teams are 3 for 3 for extra points. And Jack Lewis completes a monster first quarter with a nice 16-yard touchdown rush there. Lewis on the first drive, a 36-yard reception, and then a 28-yard rush in the first quarter. And then the 16-yard touchdown rush there. And Bel Air will kick things off here in just a few seconds, and we'll get back underway. So Havoc of Grace responded in just a few plays after the last drive, after the last Bel Air score. We'll see what the Warriors have in store here this for the second drive. As Bel Air will kick the ball off here with just seconds left in the first quarter. Bob Cannon's kicking team approaches the line. Now gets into their respective positions. Here comes the kick. It is another short one. It's to the far side. It is fielded at the 30-yard line. 35, and a hit at the 36 and dropped there. And that's where the Warriors will start their second drive of the game with 10 seconds left in this first quarter. So one, maybe two plays until we hit the second quarter. And again, Bel Air with a 14-7 lead. Jack Eberhart will bring his team to the line. Three wideouts, two to the near side, one to that far side. The ball on the far side hash. Havoc and Grace moving right to left for the next 10 seconds. Belair showing blitz. They bring it. Eberhardt with the handoff to Hawthorne, who breaks through a couple of tackles, gets all the way out to the 42, 43-yard line. A nice gain on first down. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. So Belair will take a 14-7 lead to the second quarter. When we come back, you're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
These days, the concept of value matters more than ever. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a better value than high school sports. Extracurricular activities, including sports, make up about 2% of the budget for a typical Maryland high school. In return, participation in sports promotes citizenship and sportsmanship. Sports also instill a sense of community pride and teach lifelong lessons about cooperation and self-discipline. They encourage physical fitness. They produce community leaders. By offering so many benefits to the community for such a small percentage of a school's overall budget, it's easy to see why high school sports are one of the best bargains around. The real cost would come from not having them at all. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
Get Harford County High School sports scores from every sport at sfmsports.net, powered by Varsity Sports Network.
Second quarter set to begin here in Havoc Grace. So glad you're alongside with executive producer Steve Clendenin, and I am Paul Taylor. Havoc Grace with the ball, second and four from their own 42-yard line as they'll move left to right here, down 14-7 to the Belair Bobcats. Eberhardt in the shotgun. Long snap count, and Belair jumped and whistles right as the ball was snapped. So the hard count gets the Bobcats their fourth penalty of the evening. Three in the first quarter, and one here before we can even run a play in the second. And that will probably give Heavenly Grace a first down here. And let's see. Yes, it is indeed going to be on Belair. The officials were discussing and thought that they might give a false start to Heavenly Grace, but that was all Belair. And it is by a yard going to give Havoc Grace a free first down. So first and 10 for Havoc Grace now from their own 47-yard line. 14-7, Belair with the lead. Let's see what Jack Eberhardt and company can do here. Three wide outs, two to the far side, one to the near side for Eberhardt. And he is sandwiched by a pair of running backs. Eberhardt in the shotgun. It gets the snap, looking left, and it is batted down at the line. Huge play there from the Bobcats. There's one of the defensive linemen there got his hands up and knocked that one down. Couldn't quite see a number on that one. But it'll be second and 10 for Eberhardt and the Warriors. So one of the few times that Eberhardt and the Warriors have elected to pass, and that one got knocked down. So we'll see what they decide to do here. It's Eberhardt again in the shotgun, same exact formation as the last play. This time he's going to hand it off to Hawthorne, who breaks through a couple of tackles. Flag on the play as Hawthorne crosses the 40, gets the first down, and is pushed out of bounds. But this one might be coming back, as that one was thrown by the umpire. Most of the flags we've had tonight have been thrown by that umpire. Lots of holding and a couple of chop block calls, and this one is going to be another holding call. So the Warriors' second penalty of the evening is going to prove costly, as it would have been about a 12, 13-yard gain on second down for a first down. Instead, it's going to be second and long now, as the penalty is going to be marked off. It's going to be second and 18, I believe. The holding occurred at the 49. And they're going to march them back to the 39. So it will be second and 18 with 11:49 left to go here in the second quarter. Belair with the lead, 14-7. Bowers and Lewis with the touchdowns for Belair. Hawthorne with the Havoc Grace touchdown. It's Eberhardt under center. Offset eye Two wideouts to the far side, one to the near side. Eberhardt back to pass under pressure. Lofts one down the middle, and it is intercepted at midfield. 45, 40, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, and a push out of bounds there. I believe that was Matt Kunkel with the interception for Bel Air. Kunkel stepped in front of that one, and with a nice run back there, a 25-yard run back, the first turnover of the night. Havana Grace coughs it up. Bel Air takes advantage, and they'll have really good field position trying to go up two scores. So with 11:40 left to go in the second quarter, Kunkel with an interception. As Bel Air runs a play here, the flag is out. A fumble picked up by the Warriors. 40, 45, 50. Look out. 40, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Warriors. Jordan Hawthorne picks up the fumble. Let's check the flag. It was thrown by the official, the referee. And let's see. And I think this is going to go against Bel Air. It is an illegal shift against the Bobcats. Holy cow. What a turn of events. A 68-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown. Jordan Hawthorne. Wow. So Havana Grace now an extra point away from tying this one up. What a turn of events there. An interception for Havana Grace, and then Hawthorne recovers a fumble. Snap, hold, kick. Good, good, and good. And we're tied at 14. Unbelievable. Seven left to go in this second quarter. Tied at 14. So just when it looked like Bel Air was going to go up a couple of scores, Havana Grace converts a fumble into an immediate touchdown as this kickoff is going to be picked up inside the five. Trouble for Bel Air here. And now we have a flag on the play as they're 15 all the way out to the 30, 40. This one's going to go all the way back for a touchdown, I think. Let's see. Yes, it will, but there's a flag way back inside the 10-yard line. No, they're going to say he stepped out inside the 30. At the 27, but this is going to be a block in the back foul against Bel Air inside the 10. And the Bobcats are going to be backed up severely to start this drive. So just that was an interesting play there. It was picked up inside the 5. Looked like there was going to be trouble for Bel Air as there was about 4 Warriors bearing down. They're looking to make the tackle. Now, aided by the illegal block, the Bobcats returned it all the way inside the Havana Grace 30. But the penalty is going to really hurt the Bobcats here. And that's a good 65 yards of field position or so. That'll be officially a 4-yard penalty since it occurred inside the 10. It'll be half the distance to the goal. A flag was thrown at the 8. So it should be 1st and 10 from the 4 for the Bobcats, who have just committed their 5th penalty of the evening. So 1st and 10 for Bel Air from their own 4-yard line. The last time the Bobcats had the ball, and it was a Daniel Weber fumble. And Jordan Hawthorne returned it for a touchdown. This is going to be a pitch to Bowers. Bowers dancing inside the five, gets out across the five, and out to about the 7 yard line, 7 or 8 yard line. So a gain of 2 on the play. Second and 8 for the Bobcats. And so Bowers with a nice rumble there gives the Bobcats some breathing room. Tied at 14, big series here for the Bobcats. Trying to get out of their own end zone here. Belair had a 14-7 lead after the first quarter. Well, within the first minute and a half of the second quarter, Havity Grace has tied it up. Weber back to pass, rolling to his right, now sets his feet, comes back, and gets tackled back near the goal line, and we have a flag on the play. Wow, Weber dangerously close there to a safety. Let's see, it came from the umpire, who was a good 15 yards away. Havity Grace clapping as if it's against Belair, and it is a block in the back against Belair, so another penalty against the Bobcats. And this one's not going to make much difference. And I think, actually, the Warriors are going to decline this one. And I think that's the smart move there. As the Warriors should decline it, it'll be third and long from inside the 2. If they decline it, which they now do. So rather than it being second and long from inside the 2, it is now third and long from inside the 2-yard line. Big, big, big play coming up here for Daniel Weber. I would be surprised if it's anything but some sort of handoff to Devin Bowers here. 6 feet away from a safety. You don't want to get too cute here if you're the Bobcats. So let's see what Daniel Weber decides to do. Weber under center. Does indeed have Bowers behind him. He's going to go back to pass. It's going to be a screen pass, and it is intercepted at the 10-yard line. He threw it right to a Warrior. I believe that was Chris Harris. No, it was Hawthorne again. I beg your pardon. Hawthorne having himself some kind of night. Hawthorne with an interception. Eberhard in the shotgun. He landed off to Hawthorne, who dances down inside the 10 to about the 8. It's a second and goal now for Havana Grace. As Havana Grace looking to take their first lead of the evening. As that was a huge interception there for Hawthorne. So he and the Warriors look to take the lead as Daniel Weber tried to throw a screen pass to Bowers, but overthrew it right into the waiting arms of Hawthorne. As now Eberhardt's going to go shotgun. 2 wide outs to the near side, 1 to the far side. Shotgun on second and goal from the 8. Eberhardt with a high snap and a flag as they were looking to go to Josh Penn. And we have a flag on the play. And I believe, yes, it is a false start on Havity Grace. And is their third penalty of the night, 8th overall. Well, it goes from 2nd and 8 to 2nd and 13. As Eberhardt comes in from the sideline. 14 all with 9:13 left to play here in the first half. Eberhardt and the Warriors break the huddle. 2 wide outs to the far side, 1 to the near side. Eberhardt with a handoff, and this isn't going to get very far. In fact, it's going to lose a yard. And it will set up 3rd and goal for Havity Grace from the 15. So 3rd and goal for the Warriors from the Belair 15-yard line. If you're Belair here, you can keep Havity Grace out of the end zone. That would be a huge win after the Warriors got an interception at the 10. It was Belair at 3rd and long from inside their own 2. Eberhardt breaks the huddle. Two wide outs to the far side, one to the near side. Hawthorne standing directly to Eberhardt's right. Eberhardt in the shotgun. Belair showing blitz. They bring it. Eberhardt with a lofted pass to the end zone, and it is caught. Is he in bounds? Yes, touchdown. Touchdown, Chris Harris. What a catch. 16 yards. What a catch from Chris Harris. Highlight reel stuff. And Havoc of Grace takes their first lead of the evening. Here comes the extra point attempt. Snap, hold, and kick. Good, good, and good. Twenty-1-14, Havoc of Grace with the lead here with 8:11 left to go here in the first half. What a game this has turned out to be so far. Belair with a lead, with a touchdown 4.5 minutes in. Havoc of Grace responds less than 2 minutes later. At the end of the first quarter, Belair took the lead on a Lewis 16-yard touchdown rush. And then back-to-back touchdowns here for Havoc of Grace to take the lead with 7:49 left to play here in this first half. So Havoc of Grace to kick things off. Here comes the kick. It is a low-line drive. It hits at the 10 and bounces off of a Bobcat inside the 5 where it's picked up. 10, 15, and nothing much further. A big hit there from the Warriors special teams. Gets this one down at the 17-yard line where Belair will take over first and 10. First and 10 for Belair from the 17-yard line. So the Warriors make the Bobcats pay for the interception there at the 10. And the Warriors take the lead. So the Havoc of Grace fans chanting defense here. As Daniel Weber brings the Bobcats to the line. Under center. Weber will hand the ball off. This is to Casale. Casale crosses the 15. He gets met right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe falls forward for a yard. But a huge gang tackle there from the Havoc of Grace defense. And now we have a whistle as we have an injured Bobcat on the play. The injured Bobcat is John Galena, a captain for this Bobcats squad. So Galena down on his back. We will step aside as well. We'll be right back here. Belair down to 21-14. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week on SFMSports.net.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line.
There are a million places you'd never consider texting, so why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text, and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at stoptextstopwrecks.org.
John Galena up on his feet, walking off the field under his own power. Always a good sign as he departs the playing field. It will be 2nd and 8 for the Bobcats from their own 18-yard line. As Daniel Weber huddles his team up back inside the 10. 21-14, Havoc of Grace in front. With 7:28 left to go here. in the second quarter. Never miss a single high school score with Scoreboard Now, powered by VSN. Get every Harford County score online and on your smartphone. Just visit sfmsports.net and click High School Sports. See schedules, scores, and the latest VSN Top 20 polls. Weber brings his team to the line. Tight formation. And the Warriors jump offside. Jack Lewis started to go in motion. And the Warriors, three or four of them, jumped offside. So another penalty on the Warriors. This has been a flag-filled first half. Nine combined penalties. Five for Bel Air. Four for Havana Grace. 7:04 left in the first half. Clock on the move. As Weber in the huddle with his team, now breaks the huddle. As the Bobcats will have a second and a three from their own 24-yard line. Two wideouts to the far side. Weber with a handoff to Bowers. Bowers stood up in the backfield. That play was blown up by the Havana Grace defensive lineman. As two Warriors busted through the line, pushed their offensive lineman back into Bowers. Bowers had nowhere to go. A loss of three. And it now sets up third and seven. 6:20 left to go, first half. Bel Air third and seven from their own 20-yard line. Big play here, is still early in this game. Bel Air needs a first down here, trying to sustain some offensive momentum. As Weber with a little inside handoff, Bowers hit at the 20 and spun down there. Ran into the backside of his own lineman there, Andrew Visconti. Got run over. And it all went for a no gain. And it'll be fourth and long for Bel Air, and they're going to have to punt. So the Warriors' defense holds. Well, now Bel Air will punt. Two Warriors back, including Jordan Hawthorne. Josh Penn back as well. Hawthorne standing at the 45. Penn back inside the 40. Here comes the snap and the kick, and it goes toward Hawthorne. It's going to hit, though, at the 45 and bounce all the way back toward the 40. Nobody's going to pick it up. And Bel Air content to let it roll inside the 35. Havana Grace will take over at their own 33-yard line. So a good kick there from Bel Air flips field position of sorts. And Havana Grace takes over first and 10 at their own 33-yard line, up by seven. Remember, Havana Grace gets the ball to start the second half here. So a chance potentially for Havana Grace to increase their lead a couple times here in the next couple of possessions. 5:14 left in the first half. Eberhardt with a handoff to Hawthorne. Hawthorne up the middle, breaks through a couple of tackles, nearly got through another. And he gets marked down at the 36. If Hawthorne had broken that last tackle, he might have run for a while. Instead, it will be a second and seven from the 36-yard line. As Eberhardt brings his team to the line, Eberhardt's going to be in the shotgun. Four wide, three to the far side, one to the near side. As Eberhardt in the shotgun. Gets the snap, and it's a throw down the line, batted down and nearly intercepted. Kyle Hamrick came charging in from the far side there, batted that one down, nearly intercepted it. Instead, it'll just be a third and seven play upcoming here for the Warriors. Eberhardt and the Warriors break the huddle. Four wideouts, three to the near side, including Jordan Lynham. Eberhardt in the shotgun once again. Four and a half left. Back to passes. Eberhardt fires it long, looking for Lynham. Lynham reaches up and can't quite haul it in. He was battling with a Bel Air defensive back there. Real nice battle going on there at about the 40-yard line. But It'll be fourth down now for the Warriors. So a good intent there. Lineham nearly came down with what would have been a spectacular catch. Instead, it is a fourth down. And Habit of Grace will have to punt. So Bel Air catches a good break there, as Evan Halsey will go back to receive this punt, rather. Halsey standing back at about his 30-yard line. So here comes the snap. Here's the kick. It is a good one. A rocket goes over Halsey's head. It hits at the 25-yard line and stays there. Habit of Grace downs it at the 25. So a real good kick there from Sean Cardwell. Looked like he was the one who kicked that one. Cardwell, number 5. Patterson Mill and Falston doing battle here in Harford County as well. Cougars lead that one 21-14. So we've seen both of those teams as well. We saw Falston last week in Aberdeen. Aberdeen rolled to a big victory. As Weber brings his team to the line under center. Casale in motion, hands the ball off to Bowers. Bowers runs over his fullback there, gains a couple of yards. With 4.5 left to go. .410 left to go, first half. 21-14, Habit of Grace. So Weber brings his team to the line once again. Second and 7 from the 29. Weber looks over the defense. Casale goes in motion again. This time Casale gets it, rushes around the far side, has a hole, crosses the 30. That hole closes quickly. It ends up being a gain of about 3. And it will set up third and manageable here for the Bobcats with 3.5 minutes left to go here in the first half. Both teams have all 3 of their timeouts. It's third and 4 here for Bel Air. Third and a long 4. As Weber comes to the line. Under center, 2 wideouts to the far side. Under pressure, Weber back to pass. A screen pass goes to Bowers. He's going to have a close to a first down. He does indeed get it as he squirts through a would-be tackle. And it gets all the way out close to the 40. Bowers caught that one at about the 30. He turned on the Jets and got the first down for the Bobcats. A huge first down for Bel Air. As they have the ball, they still have the ball, rather, as we go under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Bel Air in a little bit of hurry up now as Weber comes to the line quickly, now rolls to his left, looking for a pass, still has it, still looking for a pass, now keeps it himself, crosses the 40, spins out of a tackle, and gets all the way down to the 48-yard line and takes a huge hit there from the Warrior defense. Weber comes up a little gimpy as he sprints to the far sideline to get the next play. But it will be second down and 1 for the Bobcats. Weber saved from going all the way over to the sideline as the coaches, Bel Air coaches, signal in the play. 2:15 and counting. Left in the first. Weber brings his team to the line. Second and 1 from the Bel Air 48-yard line. Weber under center. Going right to left. 2 minutes to go, first half. Weber with a handoff to Bowers, who crosses the 50, has the first down for Bel Air, and then is immediately driven backward. But he has the first down, and the clock will stop. And now we have a stoppage and an official timeout. The officials had a timeout here, and I believe they're getting... I'm not sure exactly why the officials stopped it, as the chains have already moved. It looked from here like it was a first down clearly. And everybody's set and ready to go. So I'm not really sure what the stoppage was, but we're back, the clock back in motion now. With 1:55 and counting left to go. And now we have a stoppage as one of the Havertag Grace coaches very unhappy here on the near sideline. Not really sure what this is all about. So the officials huddled at the Bel Air 40. Weber still looking a little gimpy going to the sideline. Clock now goes in motion. 1:55 and counting left to go. It ends up being a first and 10 for Bel Air from the Havity Grays 49-yard line. Weber under center. Casale goes in motion. Handoff inside goes to Lewis, I believe. Flag on the play as Lewis gets down to the 35 and gets hit down to the 32. But another flag, and this is again in the area of holding. And now we have a second flag on the play. There's two flags thrown, both of them thrown by the umpire. One at the 47, one at the 42. Officials discussing the matter. Could these both be against Bel Air? It was first and 10 from the Havertag Grace 49-yard line. Bel Air's offense starting the long march back. Holding on Bel Air is the first call. And then we have unsportsmanlike conduct against Bel Air. So that's going to be 25 yards worth of penalties. Wow. So unsportsmanlike conduct for Bel Air marks 25 yards worth of penalties off. So rather than it being first and 10 from the Havity Grace 49, it is going to be first and 35. First and 35 here from the Bel Air 28-yard line. First and 33, I beg your pardon. First and 33. As the holding penalty occurred a few yards beyond the line of scrimmage. Hence the 33 and not 35. So first and 33 for Bel Air. Back-to-back penalties on the same play. Really have put a hamper in this drive with a minute 23 left to go. Weber still with it, rolling to his right, looking for a pass. Chucks it at the 35. It is complete. And the Warriors gang tackle at the 35. And let's see if Bel Air tries to use some of their timeouts. All it ended up being was a gain of about 8. So it is still second and a mile as now Weber and the Bobcats get in the shotgun. And now we have another whistle. And let's see if Havertag Grace called a timeout. I'm not sure. Here's the official, and it is indeed a Havertag Grace timeout. SFMSports.net features the Harford County Football Game of the Week this season. Go to SFMSports.net to see the schedule and suggest a game we should cover. If we take your suggestion, you could win a $50 Buffalo Wild Wings gift card. Just visit SFMSports.net and click High School Sports. 61 seconds left to go in this first half. 21-14 Havertag Grace. Havertag Grace with 14 unanswered points here in the second quarter. As Bel Air took leads of 7-0 and 14-7. Coming out of the timeout, that was the first timeout we've seen so far tonight. As Bel Air has it second and 26 from their own 35-yard line. Weber in the shotgun, 4 wideouts, and Bowers right beside him. Weber's going to roll to his left under pressure, and he's going to be chased down from behind. The ball's out. Ball is out. Let's see who dives on top of it. Let's see. Havertag Grace football. Havertag Grace ball. Weber with another fumble. And now the Warriors are in business with 2 timeouts and 50 seconds to go. And is the third Bel Air turnover of the evening. And Eberhardt and the Warriors offense, 31 yards and 50 seconds to work with. That is a huge strip sack there from the Warriors defense. Let's have it at Grace. We'll get the ball to start the second half. Eberhard in the shotgun. Three wideouts to the far side, one to the near side. He's back to pass. Screen pass goes to Hawthorne. It goes over his head. And it is a forward pass, so it is incomplete. And it'll be second and 10. So second and 10 for Havana Grace, who find themselves on top of Bel Air at the moment, 21-14 in what has been a very, very entertaining first half. As we approach 8 o'clock here in Havana Grace, alongside executive producer Steve Clendenin, and I'm Paul Taylor. So glad you could tune in tonight, and hope you're enjoying this one as much as we are. What a game this has been. Eberhard in the shotgun. Three wideouts to the far side, one to the near side. Eberhard back to pass once again. All kinds of time. Lobs it down the field. It is caught at the 20. Dancing around inside the 20. Believe. Let's see who that was. That was Chris Harris with the catch. He hustles back to the line. A heads-up play there from Harris, the junior. As the Warriors try and save their timeouts. Clock is just now back underway with 40 seconds left. Eberhard in the shotgun. Back to pass once more. Near side has a man, and it is incomplete. It is through the hands of Jordan Hawthorne. So it'll be second and 10. Not necessarily a bad thing there that pass was incomplete. Hawthorne didn't look like he was going to be able to pick up a whole ton of yards there. And the incomplete pass there kind of serves as a de facto timeout. Yes, you lose the down. But it is second and 10 here from the 17-yard line. Having a Grace threatening here with 33 seconds to go. Eberhard comes to the huddle with the play. Having a Grace looking to build on a 7-point lead. Three wideouts now, four. As Hawthorne joins Lineham on the far side. Two wideouts also on the near side for Eberhard in the shotgun. Eberhard with the handoff, and it's going to get to the 15, to the 10, and close to a first down. As that was Sean Cardwell with the carry, and that is close to a first down, and let's see. It is going to be just shy of a first down, they're going to say, and they're going to say third down here with 27 seconds to go. Third and inches for Havana Grace here from the Bel Air 7-yard line. Clock stopped as Cardwell ran out of bounds. So smartly, even though he didn't quite get the first down, Cardwell got out of bounds to save the timeouts. Eberhard in the shotgun, back, or hands it off again to Cardwell. This time I think he has it. And the clock will stop here. First down for Havana Grace. And the Warriors are going to spend another timeout here. So first down for Havana Grace, and they'll take a timeout. So things are setting up quite well here for Havana Grace. They'll have first and goal, I believe. Now they're going to bring the chains in here. The official's not sure if this is a first down or not. It was announced that Havana Grace took a timeout. We'll see. From here, it looks like it should be a first down. But let's see. Because again, that's on the other side of the field here, a long ways away here from the press box. It's either going to be fourth and very short, or it's going to be first down for Havana Grace, and it is indeed a first down for Havana Grace. So Havana Grace now with 22 seconds and four shots at the end zone, and now the official does indeed signal the timeout. So this really benefits Havana Grace. Not only do they get the first down made official, they also get almost like a double timeout when the official had the measure. So 22 seconds left in the first half. Eberhard brings his team to the line, four wide once again. Hawthorne and Lineham standing back right next to each other. Now Lineham breaks out a little farther wide on the far side. It's Eberhard in the shotgun. Eberhard back to pass, looking near side, has a man in the end zone, and it's knocked away. It was Chris Harris, the intended target there. Harris looking for a flag, isn't going to find one. It is second and goal from the 6-yard line. As Havana Grace looks to go up two scores. It'll be interesting to see if Havana Grace can't put the ball in the end zone in the next two plays if they try to kick a field goal, or if they will go for it on fourth down. As they're 3-for-3 on extra point attempts, and this one's not much longer than an extra point, as the ball is currently at the 6-yard line. And now we have a whistle and a timeout taken by Bel Air. We'll never miss a Game of the Week broadcast. You can listen on your new iPhone 6 or any smartphone or tablet with SFM Sports Mobile powered by McDonald's. Listen on the TuneIn app on SFM Sports Channel 2 or use your computer to visit sfmsports.net. Scan that QR code to access our exclusive Scoreboard mobile app. Listen live, get scores and on-demand content from anywhere with Scoreboard Mobile. Coming up at halftime, we'll have look around the UCPAC, around the MPSSAA tonight. And as we take a look at some scores, Perryville leading C-Milton Wright 28-21. And so that was a game that Perryville led 21-6. C-Milton Wright making a comeback in that one, closing the gap to a one-score game. And it's coming out of the timeout. Havoc Grace splits four wide. 17 seconds left. Eberhardt in the shotgun. Hands the ball off up the middle. Cardwell gets down inside the 5 to the 4. And another flag comes in on the far side as Lynham and a Bel Air Bobcat got into it. Matt Kunkel, the senior there, and Lynham, the junior, got into it. And about the 4-yard line, out of bounds. Let's see who the flag's going to be on. With 10 seconds left, Havoc Grace tried to sneak Cardwell up the middle. He was stuffed. Well, let's see what happens here. And it is a personal foul against Bel Air. So another costly penalty, their 8th penalty of the first half. Well, the Bobcats in trouble here. As it'll be first and goal now from the 2-yard line. That first down not necessarily so big with 10 seconds left. But now Havoc Grace has to call a timeout since that was a running play. The Bel Air coaching staff to our right saying that Havoc Grace does not have a timeout, but the official gives him one anyway. And now the officials go over and discuss the matter with the Bel Air coaching staff. I thought that was the Havoc Grace's 3rd time out there. I'm not the best at math, but I thought that was Havoc Grace's 3rd time out. And it appears that it is going to stand. And so it'll be first and goal from just outside the 1 for the Warriors. But they have just 10 seconds left and no timeouts. So it'll be interesting to see what the Warriors decide to do here. 10 seconds left, just outside the 1. Ordinarily, I think you would run the ball here. But with just 10 seconds left and no timeouts, I think you got to put the ball up in the air, give yourself a couple of chances. Eberhardt under center. And then he is back to pass, looking near side. Eberhardt lofts one to the end zone, incomplete. 5 seconds left. Passes. 5 seconds left, first half. Havoc Grace about 6 feet away from the end zone. Crucial sequence here. This could be the last play of the half, as Eberhardt took a ton of time there. And now he's taking a ton of time getting the play in from the sideline. Now the official puts the play clock underway as Eberhardt brings his team to the huddle. 6 seconds left in this first half. Havoc Grace on top, 21-14. Wow, crazy ending to this first half. The last 2 minutes of this first half have taken about 10 minutes or so. Timeouts, measurements, penalties. Second and goal. Here's Eberhardt. He hands the ball off, and let's see, do they get in? Second effort, and they do not whistle him in. It is going to be short. And that's going to end the first half. The down marker on the far sideline said fourth down. But that's not right, as the penalty made it first down, so that should be the end of the half. Oh, it is going to be Bel Air ball with 3 seconds left. First and 10 from their own one. So Weber's got to get out from inside his own one. And Havana Grace just helped him out there with a fall, with an offside penalty. So that makes things much easier. Bel Air can now down, they just knee the ball down. Because they would not have been able to do that before that. So it'll be first and 5, but that's not going to matter. It's going to be a kneel down here for the Bobcats. And Havana Grace will take a 7-point lead into halftime. So Havana Grace with 14 points in that second quarter as they shut out the Bobcats in the second. It is 21-14 in favor of Havana Grace as we hit halftime here at James R. Harris Stadium. As the two teams head to their respective locker rooms, we will take a timeout and come back with the halftime show. And again, our score, Havana Grace 21, Bel Air 14. This is the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
And in a stunning turn of events, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets and Fries have turned this tailgating party around.
Most definitely. The juiciness of McNuggets combined with the hottest fries in the game, that's a tasty play that's always going to dominate.
Fellas, come on. Enough with the play-by-play. The game started.
Tailgate McDonald's style with 20-piece Chicken McNuggets for only $5. Then team them up with our world-famous fries to go all the way.
And the McNuggets up. And it's good.
There's more fun ways to tailgate at McDonald's. Proud sponsor of the NFL.
Prices and participation may vary.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Maryland's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
The Harford County High School Football Game of the Week is powered by Harford's Heart Magazine, the magazine that connects the residents, businesses, and communities of Harford County. Visit harfordsheart.com.
Welcome back to Havana Grace. We've reached halftime here as the host Warriors with a terrific second quarter. Now lead the Bel Air Bobcats by a score of 21-14. As it was the Jordan Hawthorne show early on here in this one. As Havana Grace And it leads 21-0 with scoring 14 points in the second quarter. Hawthorne with a 43-yard rush just a minute and a half after Bel Air had scored to open the game. And then Hawthorne with a 68-yard fumble recovery tied the game at 14 with 11:27 left to go in the second. And then about 3 minutes later, Chris Harris with a 16-yard catch, a fantastic catch along the near sideline here in the end zone, with a catch to put the Warriors on top. And at that point, it looked like this one was going to turn into a track meet. Then the defenses took over, each caused a couple of turnovers. And it was all the scoring that we had for the first half, as the Bobcats trail 21-14, 12 minutes left to go here in halftime. There's 8 penalties in that first half for Bel Air, just 4 for Havoc Grace. However, there were 3 Bel Air turnovers and 1 for Havoc Grace. So a sloppy first half of sorts from both teams. And Bel Air will have to play defense right away in the second half, as the Bobcats will kick off to the Warriors to start the second. So Havoc Grace with another chance to go up 2 scores, rather, if they can score after they receive the second half kickoff. We will take another timeout and come back for more of the halftime show. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
Have you tried to find high school sports scores from Harford County, but have no luck? Your search is over. Just go to sfmsports.net and click high school sports and get all of Harford County's high school scores featuring all fall sports, volleyball, football, soccer, and more at sfmsports.net, powered by Varsity Sports Network.
There are podcasts. Then there are podcasts.
The Baltimore Orioles seem to have a tight grasp on the AL East.
I love the fact you didn't mention the Boston Red Sox, all tucked away down there.
This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
Dean Ambrose is becoming a greaser.
Like them on Facebook or follow them on Twitter at BSportsFree, the number 4-all.
I'm Ray Atkinson.
I'm Josh Hall.
The Baltimore Sports Free-for-All, exclusively on SFMSports.net.
Everybody knows that high school sports generate suspense, excitement, and drama.
They also generate higher grade point averages, stronger work habits, and greater self-esteem.
Everybody knows that high school sports give us more value for our entertainment dollar.
They also give us leaders committed to strengthening communities right here in Maryland. The true value of playing sports in school can't be measured in wins and losses or dollars and cents. Studies show that participation in sports, along with other extracurricular activities, is one of the best ways to teach leadership, cooperation, accountability, and other invaluable life skills. Don't just stand on the sidelines. Encourage the young people you know to get in the game. When you do, you'll be helping them get ahead in life. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
Get Harford County High School sports scores from every sport at sfmsports.net, powered by Varsity Sports Network.
Welcome back to Havoc Grace High School here, as North Caroline leads Stephen Decatur 14-7. Wicomico 6-3, a lead over Easton. A couple of Eastern Shore scores, easy for me to say, for you here. Those courtesy of Overtime Live, which is coming up here in about 45 minutes over on SFM Sports Channel 1. Channel 4, after Stephen Decatur and North Caroline are done. Overtime Live comes your way on SFM Sports Channel 4 at about 9 o'clock or so. So tune in to Mark Potter and Mike Bradley as they take you through the night in high school football. A couple of other scores of note. Kent Island earlier today beat Colonel Richardson 44-0. Buccaneers now 6-0. The Colonels are 1-5. Snow Hill tied at 6 with Nandua late in the first half there. As those are some other Eastern Shore scores. Harford County scores. Last we had was Patterson Mill trailing Falston 21-14. That was a little while ago. We'll try and get you a new update on that one as soon as we can. A couple more updates here. Panthers of Perryville lead 34-21 over C. Milton Wright. So that's a big game there as Perryville looks to rebound after a tough loss to these Bel Air Bobcats last week as Bel Air celebrated homecoming in a style with a huge win. So 21-14 our score right now as the Havana Grace Warriors lead the Bel Air Bobcats. Bel Air got the scoring started just 4.5 minutes in as Devin Bowers with a 4-yard rushing touchdown put the Bobcats up 7-0. Just a minute and a half later, a minute 37 to be exact, Jordan Hawthorne with a 43-yard touchdown rush and an extra point tied the game at 7. An electrifying rush for Hawthorne. And Hawthorne had a big game last week, had a touchdown on a long touchdown run, 79 yards last week, had a 43-yard rushing touchdown this week early on. And then at the end of the first quarter, as Jack Lewis, with 16 and a half seconds left, knotted it. The score, or beg your pardon, gave Bel Air the lead 14-7 on a 16-yard rush as Bel Air took the lead into the second quarter. But then the first couple minutes of the second quarter, all kinds of craziness happened as Havana Grace had the ball to start the quarter. They threw an interception and it was picked off at about the 50-yard line by the Bobcats. They returned it all the way down to the 25. And then on the first play from scrimmage for Daniel Weber and the Bobcats, Weber was rolling to the far side, was hit and stripped down at about the 30-yard line. And Jordan Hawthorne picked it up and ran it all the way back for a 68-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown, which tied the game. And then Havana Grace, just 3 minutes later, got a touchdown from Chris Harris, a 16-yard catch, a terrific catch on the near side here, just on the other side of the goal line here in the end zone to our right, which gave Havana Grace their first lead of the night by 7. And that's where we stand now at 21-14. 3 Bel Air turnovers in the first half, just 1 so far for Havana Grace as the Warriors lead 21-14. 8 Bel Air penalties, 4 for Havana Grace in that first half. So a little sloppy, particularly from the Bel Air end. On one sequence had a 10-yard holding penalty and a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on the same play. So about 25 yards worth of penalties there in one play certainly did not help the Bel Air cause, as the Bobcats will have to come out and play defense to start this second half. We will take another timeout and come back with more of the halftime show. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
Join the SFMSports.net social media network. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at SFMSportsNet. Get game recaps, nominate a student athlete of the month, and listen to our live streaming coverage of Maryland high school sports. Access high school sports from anywhere with SFMSports.net. Online, mobile, on demand.
Nothing means it's game day like ice cold Coke Zero, because zero means it's game day.
Well, what about the smell of crisp fall air?
No, that does not mean it's game day like Coke Zero.
Team flags up in the neighborhood?
Sounds nice, but no.
What about when...
No.
But you don't even know what I was going to say.
Were you going to say zero means it's game day, so therefore nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero?
No, but...
Then it doesn't matter, does it?
Okay.
The refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
This is the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Having It, Grace. About 6 minutes left until we start the second half here as Having It, Grace on top by a score of 21-14. It has been an entertaining first half for those of us who have watched the game. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. As Bel Air again raced out to a 7-0 lead and had a 14-0 lead after the first quarter. But Havre de Grace with 14 unanswered in the second as they shut out the Warriors in the second quarter and lead this one by a score of 21-14. So touchdowns for Bel Air from Bowers and Lewis Hawthorne with two touchdowns for the Warriors to go along with Chris Harris. As Eberhardt, Jordan Eberhardt, the quarterback for the Warriors, has had a nice night so far, but it's been predominantly runs so far for Havre de Grace. As the Warriors have really ridden that Jordan Hawthorne train. Eberhardt's had a few more passes at the end of the half, particularly with that last touchdown to Chris Harris in the last series there for Havre de Grace when they tried to punch it in with just seconds remaining. And the Warriors, however, will take a 7-point lead to the second half. Bel Air has returned to the field as the Warriors again will get the second half kickoff. We did have a quick update from Falston as the Cougars leading Patterson Mill 31-14 at halftime as the Cougars hit a 21-yard field goal at the end of the first half to give themselves a nice cushion going into halftime. As we are in halftime here at the tail end of it. Havre de Grace not yet back out onto the field. As actually, they are just now coming out of the locker room. As the Warriors and Bobcats locked in a good one here. As both teams with a chance here to pick up a big, big win. As the two teams locked in races for the MPSSAA playoff race. Both teams currently lead their divisions. Bel Air at 5-0 coming into play tonight. Bel Air, beg your pardon, is in second place. One point behind, or beg your pardon, two-tenths of a point behind Aberdeen. So it's Aberdeen, Bel Air, Milford, Mill, Franklin. So Bel Air at 5-0. Three 5-0 teams in that 3A North division. So Bel Air needs to keep pace, needs a win to keep pace there. Havre de Grace at 4-1 on top of the 1A East. Havre de Grace with Cambridge, South Dorchester, Eastern Shore, Perryville, and Washington. So Perryville at 3-2. Going to need to hang on to that C. Milton Wright game to try and keep pace there with Washington and Kent County. As Havre de Grace looking good at the moment. They are up almost a whole point on Cambridge, South Dorchester over on the point standings there. As we will take another timeout and come back with the start of the second half. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line.
There are a million places you'd never consider texting, so why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text, and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at stoptextstopwrecks.org.
Join the SFMSports.net social media network. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at SFMSportsNet. Get game recaps, nominate a student athlete of the month, and listen to our live streaming coverage of Maryland high school sports. Access high school sports from anywhere with SFMSports.net. Online, mobile, on demand.
We'll be right back.
Join the SFMSports.net social media network. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at SFMSportsNet. Get game recaps, nominate a student athlete of the month, and listen to our live streaming coverage of Maryland high school sports. Access high school sports from anywhere with SFMSports.net, online, mobile, on demand.
Welcome back to Have It at Grace as we get you set for the start of the second half. Fans, remember, never miss a Game of the Week broadcast. Listen on your new iPhone 6 or any smartphone or tablet with SFM Sports Mobile, powered by McDonald's. Listen on the TuneIn app on SFM Sports Channel 2, or use your computer to visit sfmsports.net and scan that QR code to access our exclusive Scoreboard mobile app. Listen live, get scores and on-demand content from anywhere with Scoreboard Mobile. SFMSports.net is again proud to feature the Harford County Football Game of the Week this year. Go to SFMSports.net and see the schedule and suggest a game we should cover. If we take your suggestion, you could win a $50 Buffalo Wild Wings gift card. Just visit SFMSports.net and click High School Sports. What a game we have going up here, going on here. This is Bobcats and Warriors have returned to the field. And the Bobcats about ready to kick this one off here to start the second half. 12 minutes on the clock. Team's ready to go, or we're ready to go. Hope you are as well. And we are underway. An onside kick attempt coming here, and the Warriors ready for it, and they dive on top of it. That was a terrific play there on the far side by, I believe, let's see, that was number 53, Connor Donaldson. Well, I beg your pardon, wrong number. That was 83, Sean Jefferson. Jefferson paying attention there. And he was the one who dove on top of it. So Havana Grace will actually start in plus territory at the Bel Air 49-yard line. So first and 10 for Jack Eberhardt and the Warriors. Three wide for Eberhardt. Offset eye. Two wide receivers on the far side. Ball on the far side hash going left to right. Eberhardt under center, hands the ball off to Hawthorne, who has stood up on the opposite side of the 50. A loss of three. Bel Air brought the blitz, and Havana Grace couldn't handle it. And it is going to be second down, a loss officially of one. And it'll be second and 11. A huge hit on the play. Jordan Hawthorne had nowhere to go. ...21-14, Havana Grace with the lead. Bel Air looking to stay undefeated as we kick off of the second half of the regular season tonight. Both teams in prime position to make the playoffs as we start the second half of the season. Eberhardt with a pitch to Jordan Hawthorne. Hawthorne again trying to get back to the 50. He does, but he will get no further. So a couple of negative plays for Havana Grace. And it will set up third down and 11 here from the 50-yard line. 21-14 in favor of the Warriors. Bel Air trying to come up with a big defensive stand, though, and let their offense go to work here in the second half. Eberhardt gets the play call from the sideline. Now his team breaks the huddle. Third and 11. Eberhardt under center. Two wideouts to the far side. One to the near side. Eberhardt takes the snap, rolls to his left, looking to pass, throws it deep into double coverage, and it is incomplete, in and out of the hands of Jordan Lynham. And that will bring up fourth and long for Havana Grace, and they're going to have to punt from midfield. So Havana Grace to punt here with fourth and 11 from midfield, just a minute and 35 seconds into this second half. High snap, and the kick is good, a real good kick, as it is going to be fielded just inside the 20 and driven backward. Now misses a couple of tackles, rather. Here comes the 25, 30, look out, and now gets out to the 35 before the Havana Grace special teams catches up to him. That was a nifty run there. Run back from the Bobcats. It was number 39, Brendan Yetter. Yetter looked like he had an alley up the sideline, and instead cut back to the middle and got up to the 35, and that's where the Bobcats will take over first and 10. Bobcats come to the line. Weber under center. He'll hand the ball off. This is going to be a rush around the far side. Spin move from Casale. And he will spin forward and maybe gain 2 yards as he crosses the 35 out to about the 37. It'll be second and 8 for the Bobcats. 21-14 in favor of the Warriors. Bobcats with a 5-0 record on the line. Havoc Grace at 4-1. Coming off that tough loss to North Hartford last week. Weber brings his team to the line. One wide out this time to the near side. 2nd and 7. Weber hands the ball off near side. This is a rush again from Casale. Casale crosses the 40 and gets out to the 41-yard line. So a gain of 3, 3.5. And it will be 3rd and manageable for the Bobcats. 3rd and 4 from the 41. 21-14 in favor of Havoc Grace. 8:50 left to go in the third quarter. 3rd and manageable here for the Bobcats. Big third down here for Daniel Weber and the Bobcats. And after the Warriors went 3 and out on their opening possession of the second half, see if the Bobcats can avoid repeating that. 3rd and 4, 8.5 minutes to go in the third. Weber under center. Hands the ball off, and the Bobcats squirt forward. Second effort. Here's going to be a touchdown. Wow. What a second effort here from Keegan McHugh, who's going to run it all the way back, but we have a late flag on the play. McHugh runs it in for a touchdown, which would be from 60 yards out, but the flag is right at about midfield as McHugh looked like he was going to get stood up in the backfield, kept his feet moving. And let's see what the penalty is here. And it is going to go against Havoc Grace, so the touchdown will stand. Keegan McHugh with a 60-yard rush. And we are an extra point away from being tied. Wow. Several big plays in this one. And then is the second, or the third rather, touchdown that we've had over 40 yards tonight. Two from Havoc Grace, the first one from Bel Air. Here comes the extra point attempt. Snap, hold, and kick. Good, good, and good. But we have a flag on the play. Offside against Havoc Grace. So they will have to re-kick. So it's an offside penalty against Havoc Grace. So it's officially before the ball was snapped. So that's why they have to re-kick it. As it is 21-20 at the moment. Bel Air, now let's see the sideline action here. And let's see with the penalty there if they're going to try and go for two. The offense is on the field. Bel Air is going to go for two in the lead. Weber under center. Hands the ball off to Bowers. Bowers squirts through a hole. A two-point conversion is good. Bel Air with the lead. So 8:15 to go. Bel Air with a long touchdown and a two-point conversion. And Bobcats retake the lead. It is 22-21. Thank you. And another penalty here on Havity Grace after the play. As Belair is going to kick off from the Havity Grace 45-yard line.
Is there anything you're not involved in?
And the Bobcats will squib it, and it will be picked up by Havity Grace and down right at the 32-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for the Warriors. So Eberhardt and the Warriors come out onto the field trailing for the first time since 30 seconds into the second quarter. 8:14 left in the third. Belair on top by one. Eberhardt in the shotgun. Three wide receivers. Hands the ball off up the middle. And the Belair defense up for the task there. No gain, maybe a loss of one. And it'll bring up second and long. Under 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. Belair has come out strong here in this second half. The defense has made a couple of adjustments, forced to Havity Grace three and out on the opening drive of the second half. The offense then got a 60-yard rush from Keegan McHugh. Well, now Havity Grace with a second and long here. And the handoff goes to Hawthorne, or beg your pardon, this is going to be Josh Penn. A sweep around near side, and Penn goes all the way out across the 40 to the 43. Close to a first down. Let's see, does he have it? I think he does. Well, that was Penn on a sweep near side, and it is indeed good enough for Havity Grace, first down. So 7.5 minutes left to go. Havity Grace trailing by 7.5 to go in the third quarter, I should say. Havity Grace trailing by one. It is first and 10 for the Warriors. Eberhardt brings his team to the line. Three wideouts. In the shotgun, now Hawthorne in motion. Fake handoff. This one goes to Harris. Harris hit behind the line and then gets back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe actually loses a yard, I beg your pardon. And it'll be second and 11. So Hawthorne with the handoff fake from Eberhardt. And it was Harris that got the ball. I beg your pardon, it was Cardwell. Cardwell, number five, Sean Cardwell with the run. And Cardwell ended up losing a yard. So 7:15 left to go in the third. Havity Grace up by, or trailing rather, by one. Eberhardt in the shotgun. Three wideouts, two to the far side, one to the near side. Now a man in motion, that's Hawthorne. Belair showing blitz. Eberhardt with a screen pass to Hawthorne. Hawthorne drilled, and he made the catch anyway, but it's going to be a loss of about four, so it's going to bring up third and long. It'll be third and 15 for the Warriors, and right now the Bobcats with all the momentum, all the mojo, if you will, that sideline over there hopping. It's the white-clad Bobcats feeling it at the moment, up by one, and with the Warriors facing third and long. Four wide for the Warriors. Eberhardt in the shotgun. Third and long. Eberhardt back to pass, looking near side, fires it here, looking for Lineham, and it is overthrown, but a flag on the play. And let's see if it's on Belair or if it's on Havity Grace. And Havity Grace coaching staff signaling that it's on Belair. Let's see, as Lineham was going up against Josh Huggins, and it is going to be holding on Huggins. So that will officially be a 5-yard penalty, I believe. Let's see. Chains have not moved yet. As it will still be an automatic first down regardless of the yardage. And it is a 10-yard penalty. So the defensive holding penalty, Belair's first of the second half and their ninth of the game. And I beg your pardon, it'll still be third now. Thought that was going to be good enough for an automatic first down, but it is a 10-yard penalty and still third down, so it is still third and five here Eberhardt in the shotgun again. Belair showing blitz. Eberhardt drops the snap, and he has to dive on top of it. He recovers it, but it's now going to be 4th and 10. Eberhardt looked like he took his eye off of it at the last second. And Belair was in the backfield before he had a chance to blink. That Belair defensive line really stepping up at the moment. He's having themselves a nice third quarter. Belair about to get the ball back up by one and with all the momentum. Here comes the punt from Havoc Grace. It is another good kick. It's going to be fair caught just in front of the 25-yard line. And that's where Belair will take over, 1st and 10. Never miss a single high school score with Scoreboard Now, powered by VSN. Get every Harford County score online and on your smartphone. Just visit sfmsports.net and click High School Sports. See schedules, scores, and the latest VSN Top 20 polls. So Belair, 1st and 10. From their own 26-yard line. Already up by one with 5:28 left to go in this third quarter. So the penalty on the extra point for Havoc Grace there really hurt them, as now this is going to be a pass. He is wide open, and it is caught by Casale. He's off to the races. 40, 35, 30. Stiff arms a man inside the 20. 15, 10. And let's see. Havoc Grace wrestled the football away from him. Let's see what they're going to say. And they're going to say that Casale was down. Wow! Casale and Chris Harris got into a wrestling match. Chris Harris thought that he had wrestled the ball away from Casale. Instead, it is going to be 1st and 10 for Belair, just outside the 10-yard line. So Belair hustles to the line. Weber under center. Another handoff to Casale, right end, through the line, touchdown, Belair! Casale with a 12-yard touchdown run. And Belair jumps further ahead right now. It is 28-21, pending the extra point. So Belair with two touchdowns here. Just over 3 minutes apart here in the third quarter, as they are on for the extra point to try and make it an 8-point game. Snap is bad, and this is going to be picked up by the holder, and then the extra point is no good. So it remains a 7-point game. So now that Havoc Grace penalty not looking so big, as the it returns to a 7-point game with 5:01 left to play here in this third quarter. Belair to kick off here with 5:01 left to play in the third. It is another short kick. It is going to be fielded at the 30 by the Warriors. 30, 35, and all the way out to the 39-yard line or so. And Havoc Grace will take over, 1st and 10. Let's see what kind of adjustments they make on offense. As right now, in this matchup, the Belair defensive line has been controlling the line of scrimmage for most of the second half. So 1st and 10 for Havoc Grace. 4:57 left to go here in the third quarter. 1st and 10 from the 37-yard line for Jack Eberhardt and the Warriors. Eberhardt in the shotgun. 4 wide, 2 to both sides. Gabriel back to pass, looking far side, has a man open. It is caught at midfield down to the 45. I believe that's Lynham with the catch. And that's going to be a gain of 16 yards and good enough for a first down. Good catch there by the junior wideout. And it is first down for the Warriors in plus territory at the 45-yard line of the Bobcats. 4:48 and counting. Left in the third. Bel Air on top, 28-21. Eberhardt in the shotgun. Hands the ball off, and a big hit. And let's see, did they fumble? No, it is down. It looked like the way the Bel Air defense was reacting, it looked like Shard Cardwell fumbled there. And that was a big hit as he crossed the 45. But it is second and nine now for the Warriors. And Cardwell took a huge hit. A 5'11", 225-pound running back got walloped as he crossed the 45 but held on to the football. As the Warriors come to the line. Eberhardt in the shotgun. Two wide outs, two to both sides. Eberhardt looking over the defense, now gets the snap. Looking far side, has a man and underthrew him. Looking for Lynham. Lynham was covered. And that one was nearly intercepted by one of the Bobcats there on the far side. Looking like that might have been Keegan McHugh. And it is now going to be third and nine for the Warriors from the Bel Air 44-yard line. 3:40 left to go, third quarter, 28-21 in favor of Bel Air. Eberhardt breaks the huddle. The Warriors will have four wideouts. Eberhardt will be in the shotgun as he surveys the defense. And we have a whistle on the play, and I believe that's going to be delay a game as the Bobcats were offside. But the flag for delay a game came in just ahead of that offside. And it's Habitat Grace's first penalty of the second half and their fifth of the evening. And it goes from third and nine to third and 14 for Jack Eberhardt and the Habitat Grace Warriors. Bel Air 5-0 coming into play tonight. Habitat Grace 4-1. Right next to each other in the division standings. 2-0, 1-1. A couple of 1-1 teams. So here comes third and 14 for Eberhardt and the Warriors. Eberhardt back to pass, has a man, and overthrew him altogether. He was looking for Chris Harris here on the near side. Harris got caught in some traffic. They are battling with Josh Huggins. Harris frustrated, but the Warriors are going to have to punt here on fourth and 14 from the Bel Air 49-yard line. 3:34 left, third quarter. Bel Air on top by seven. High snap. Here comes the punt. And it's a little bit of a shorter punt, but it's going to get some distance here. It's going to take a Habitat Grace bounce and bounce inside the 15 and roll out of bounds at about the 12-yard line. So it looked like a little bit of a shorter punt there from Sean Cardwell. A little bit higher punt, but took a huge Habitat Grace bounce. And now Bel Air backed up inside their own 15. First and 10. Bel Air comes to the line. First and 10, 3:24 left. Inside handoff for Bel Air is going to gain maybe a couple. Bel Air loves to have those inside handoffs there. That one went to Jack Lewis. As they line up three running backs behind Daniel Weber, and it's anybody's guess as to who gets the ball. It is now second and nine. 2:50 left, third quarter. Weber brings his team to the line. One wide out to the far side. Abbott Grace showing blitz. They bring some pressure, and not sure exactly what happened there. Looked like Weber tripped over his own 2 feet there as he got the snap. It's going to be a loss of a couple. Everybody else took off on the play. Weber was down right behind his center there, and it's going to set up third and long here, third and 10 for Bel Air. Third and 10 with 2:15 and counting left in this third quarter. Weber brings his team to the line. He'll be in the shotgun here. Four wide here for the Bobcats. Two to both sides. Weber bends over. Now gets the snap. Screen bubble pass to the far side. And that is caught. And breaking a couple of tackles. And not getting a whole lot of yards. It's going to be a gain of maybe two. So all of that for a gain of 6-7 feet. And it's going to be fourth down for Bel Air. And they're going to have to punt. As we have a Bel Air Bobcat down on the field, it'll be 4th and 8 for Bel Air from their own 14-yard line when play resumes. Fans, remember, never miss a Game of the Week broadcast. Listen on your new iPhone 6 or any smartphone or tablet with SFM Sports Mobile, powered by McDonald's. Listen on the TuneIn app on SFM Sports Channel 2, or use your computer to visit sfmsports.net and scan the QR code to access our exclusive Scoreboard mobile app. Listen live, get scores and on-demand content from anywhere with Scoreboard Mobile. Bobcat player is still down on the far side of the field. It will be fourth down when we return to play here. Bel Air on top, 28-21 with 99 seconds left to go in this third quarter. 1:39 left. And Bel Air with a huge third quarter as they trailed 21-14 at half. Bel Air with 14 points in this second half, in this third quarter, to take that 7-point lead. And went to 28-21, and now the injured Bobcat sitting up here. Can't see the number there. Now the Bobcat player back down on his back. We will take a quick timeout and be back here for more action here from Habit of Grace. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
Join the SFMSports.net social media network. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at SFMSportsNet. Get game recaps, nominate a student athlete of the month, and listen to our live streaming coverage of Maryland high school sports. Access high school sports from anywhere with SFMSports.net. Online, mobile, on demand.
Well, the injured Bobcat, again, can't see a number there. He's getting helped off the field by the help of a couple of his teammates. And it will be fourth down here for Bel Air, and they will have to punt. As the clock will continue to wind with 1:35 and counting left in this third quarter. 28-21, Bel Air on top. Fourth and 8 here. Bel Air lined up in punt formation. Havity Grace ready to receive it about the 50. Good kick. And it is picked up by Hawthorne at the 47. It goes through his hands. Let's see. I think Havity Grace was able to come and cover it up. One of the Warriors' up men was able to come back and dive on top of it. A huge, huge save there. Saves Havity Grace. That would have been a true disaster there for the Warriors. Good fortune for the Bobcats. But the Warriors are able to cover the muffed punt. It's about the only thing that Jordan Hawthorne has done wrong so far tonight. So it's a minute and 9 seconds left in the third quarter. Havity Grace taking over in the plus territory at the Bel Air 48-yard line. Eberhardt brings his team to the line. Three wideouts to the near side, one to the far side. Eberhardt in the shotgun. And the snap goes through his hands. He's going to go dive on it at the 40-yard line, and now Bel Air recovers. So things go from bad to worse for Havana Grace as Eberhardt has the ball slip through his hands. And the muffed punt becomes a muffed snap and a fumble recovery for Bel Air. With 1:03 left in the third quarter. So Daniel Weber and the Bobcats get another crack here in the third quarter. As they'll come to the line, Weber under center, hands the ball off to Casale. Casale rushing around right end and is hit about the 37-yard line, spins his way down to the 34 where he is stopped there as we go under a minute to play here in the third quarter. 28-21 in favor of Bel Air, and the Bobcats certainly in no hurry at this point. They have the ball in plus territory, under a minute to go in the third quarter. No raindrops as of yet here. Now, here at the end of the third quarter, is Weber under center. Hands the ball off. Casale again, this time the near end, and he breaks through a couple of tackles, fighting close to that first down, and I think he has it as the officials stop the clock. And Casale with a nice run there. And it'll be a first down for the Bobcats. And the clock will run again, and that should do it for the third quarter. As Bel Air will take a 7-point lead to the fourth. So a back-to-back 14-point quarters. The second quarter was 14 points for Havity Grace. The third quarter, 14 for Bel Air. Let's see who has the fourth quarter. As Bel Air will take a 28-21 lead to the final frame. Come back and find out the conclusion into the Harford County Game of the Week on SFMSports.net.
These days, the concept of value matters more than ever. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a better value than high school sports. Extracurricular activities, including sports, make up about 2% of the budget for a typical Maryland high school. In return, participation in sports promotes citizenship and sportsmanship. Sports also instill a sense of community pride and teach lifelong lessons about cooperation and self-discipline. They encourage physical fitness. They produce community leaders. By offering so many benefits to the community for such a small percentage of a school's overall budget, it's easy to see why high school sports are one of the best bargains around. The real cost would come from not having them at all. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
Get Harford County High School sports scores from every sport at sfmsports.net, powered by Varsity Sports Network.
Bel Air got us back underway in the fourth quarter. A 2-yard run to start things here in the final frame. And it will be second and 8 for Bel Air from the Havity Grace 25-yard line. Right here in front of us as Bel Air goes left to right in this final frame. We are with what little wind we have. Here comes another handoff. This is again to Casale. Casale with another rush around left end, near end here. And he gets hit inside the 20 and bounced down close to a first down. I think he has it. And as he hits just at the 16-yard line, which is good for a Bel Air first down. 28-21 in favor of Bel Air as we cross 9 o'clock here in Havity Grace. Alongside executive producer Steve Clendenin, and I'm Paul Taylor. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. We've had a good one here at James R. Harris Stadium here on the campus of Havana Grace High School. Bel Air comes to the line first and 10 from the Havana Grace 16-yard line. Weber under center. He'll hand the ball off up the middle to Bowers. Bowers hit and stopped. No gain. And a nice job there by the Havana Grace defensive line. And it's now second and long for Bel Air. Second and 10 for the Bobcats from the Heavenly Grace 16-yard line. Bel Air looking to remain undefeated on the season. Heavenly Grace looking to improve to 5-1 after a tough loss last week to North Hartford. Weber under center. Another handoff to Casale. Casale trying to go far side, waits for a hole to open, and it does. And he gains about 5 yards, but it looked like he was going to be stopped for no gain. So Casale with some nice patience there, the senior, got the handoff and then got around to the edge, and there wasn't anything open, so he stopped. And then when the hole opened, he darted forward and gained officially 4 yards on the play. So it sets up 3rd and 6 from the Havity Grace 12-yard line. Nine and a half minutes left to go in this one. Weber brings his team to the line. Weber back to pass, is pressured back at the 20-yard line, spins and fires, it's intercepted! Wow! What a play there! It was picked off by one of the linemen for Havana Grace. Judea Sale, I think, with the, Raymond Green, 55, with the interception there. Raymond Green, the right place, right time. Weber was getting spun down. And tried to get rid of it and threw it right into the hands of the Warriors. It is the 4th Bel Air turnover of the night. 2 for Havity Grace. And now the Warriors take over. 1st and 10 from their own 23-yard line here with 9:17 to go. Pitch play to the far side, and it's going to be a gain. Now a fumble again, and Bel Air recovers. Unbelievable. Sean Cardwell fumbles. Bel Air dives on top of it. Wow. So just when it looked like Havity Grace was going to have new life, Bel Air gets that life right back. So 1st and 10 for Bel Air from the Havity Grace 19-yard line. Weber under center, hands the ball off up the middle and getting down to about the 15-yard line or so. Then is Jack Lewis. Lewis with a gain of 4 on a first down, 2nd and 6 for Bel Air. 8:50 left to go in this one. Bel Air on top by a touchdown, 28-21. And both teams... turnover happy here in the last few minutes. Bel Air with an interception. And the favor was returned on the next play on a Havity Grace fumble. 2nd and 6. Weber under center, hands the ball off to Casale, who runs into one of his own up back and then runs it into the end zone. Touchdown, Bel Air! Casale with back-to-back touchdowns for Bel Air. From the 15-yard line. And Bel Air now up by 2 scores with 8:22 left to go here in this one. Big extra point coming up here. Bel Air will attempt it to snap, the hold, the kick. Good, good, and good. 35-21 in favor of Bel Air. It is now 8 minutes and 22 seconds away from staying undefeated on the year. We'll see what Jack Eberhardt and the Havity Grace offense can do. As on each of the last two plays for Havity Grace on offense, they've turned the ball over. A muffed snap from Eberhardt and a fumble from Sean Cardwell. So Havity Grace with 3 turnovers on the night. Bel Air with 4. Bel Air with their largest lead of the night at 14 points. (Clears Here comes the kickoff. It is picked up at the 30-yard line by the Warriors to the 35. Fumbled again. Let's see. Did the Warriors dive on top of this one? And I think they did. And the Warriors do indeed recover that fumble. And now we have an injured Bobcat down at the 34-yard line. .04 left to go in this one. Belair with a player down at the 35-yard line. And we will take a timeout and be back. Belair on top 35-21 with 8 minutes to go. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week on SFMSports.net.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line.
There are a million places you'd never consider texting, so why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text, and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at stoptextstopwrecks.org.
Injured Bobcat was able to walk off the field under his own power. And the Warriors have it first and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Eberhardt in the shotgun. Low snap. Throws it to Hawthorne here on the near edge. Hawthorne hit at the 32-yard line. A loss of a couple on the play. And it'll be second and long. Good and bad news for Havana Grace here. Cambridge South Dorchester beat Washington 47-0. Washington below Havana Grace in the 1A East standings. They're in fourth, so they now fall to 2-4. South Dorchester, however, improves to 5-1. They are the team that is directly behind Havana Grace in those 1A East standings. Eberhardt in the shotgun, four wide. Eberhardt back to pass, looking right. Now chucks it down the middle of the field to Hawthorne. Fighting for the ball, and it falls incomplete. Hawthorne looking for a flag, but that's not going to happen. And it's now going to be third and long for the Warriors. Third and long for Havana Grace from their own 34-yard line. 7:13 left to go. Havana Grace needs this third down here. They're down two scores. Got to try and keep pace here. Got to get a score here if you're Havana Grace. Three wide to the far side, one here to the near side. Eberhardt in the shotgun. Eberhardt back to pass, looking near side, has a man, and it is incomplete, but a flag on the play. Josh Penn was the intended target, but I think they're going to get Matt Kunkel for holding. You can see from up here, Penn was reaching out for the ball, and Kunkel had a hold of Penn's shoulder pads. And we have another flag on the far side of the field, too. So a couple of flags here. Let's see how this all gets sorted out. It was an incomplete pass on third down. Pass interference against Belair, and a block in the back on Havana Grace. So the penalties will offset a killer penalty for Havana Grace. As the pass interference penalty would have given Havana Grace a first down. So third and long with 7:09 left to go. Warriors come to the line, their own 34-yard line, four wide receivers. Eberhardt with a running back standing right beside him. That's Cardwell. Eberhardt takes the snap, back to pass, lofts one down the field looking for Penn again. He catches it, but I think he was out of bounds. And he was. He had his foot on the out-of-bounds line at about the 40-yard line. And it's going to bring up fourth and long here. Eberhardt comes to the sideline, visibly frustrated. And 7:03 left to go. I think Havity Grace would have to go for it here. Down two scores, and they are going to. ...35-21 Bel Air with a huge second half. 21 unanswered since the 8:11 mark of the second quarter when Havity Grace scored their last touchdown, which at the time gave them a 21-14 lead. Eberhardt in the shotgun on fourth and long, rolls to his right, looking for a pass, fires one downfield, it is intercepted, 40, 35, cuts back to the 30, 25, down to the 20, Bel Air will take over first and 10 at just inside the red zone with 6:52 to go. First and 10 for the Bobcats from the 19-yard line. ...6:52 left. It was another big turnover there for the Warriors. Their third of the half and fourth overall. Bel Air with five turnovers. And Weber... he hands the ball off. That almost looked like it was going to be a fumble. Instead, Bel Air just loses a couple of yards. And then it'll be second down here with 6.5 left to go. So second and 12 for Bel Air. With 6:17 and counting left as Weber brings his team to the line. Weber under center with one wide out to the far side. Weber with a handoff to Casale, who stumbles, then gets to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Another touchdown for Casale. Third straight touchdown for Casale. This time it's a 22-yard rush. And this one's all but over here as Bel Air takes a 41-21 lead. Brad Casale with a huge second half. Three touchdowns, three in a row. And the extra point is good. 42-21 Bel Air. And this one's not really, that score not really indicative of how close and how good this game has been. It does indicate the adjustments that Bel Air made at halftime. As their defensive line has put relentless pressure on Havity Grace's offense and Jack Eberhardt. And the offense has scored four times. A 60-yard rush from Keegan McHugh and then Jack Casale. Or bigger than Brad Casale with three touchdowns. 12, 15, and 22 yards. 42-21 with 6 minutes to go. Bel Air to kick off here with 6 minutes left to go in the game. Bel Air scored 42 last week. They score 42 again this week. 42 ties a season high. It's the third time that the Bobcats have scored 42 points. As here comes the kickoff, and it is picked up by the Warriors back at the 10-yard line. To the 15, to the 20. Hawthorne hit at the 20, breaks out of a couple of tackles, crosses the 20, and gets spun down at the 25. And that's where the Warriors will take over, first and 10. And this is the most points the Warriors have given up all season. Was the previous most that they had given up was 19. That was the season opener against Bow Manor back here over a month ago on September 5th. First and 10 for Havana Grace from their own 25-yard line. Eberhardt with a handoff to Hawthorne. Hawthorne squirts forward and then falls down at the 33-yard line. So a nice gain on first down for the Warriors with 5:35 left to go in this one. So second and two for Eberhardt and the Warriors as he brings his team to the line. 5:20 left to play. Eberhardt in the shotgun. Hands the ball off again to Hawthorne, who gets the first down and more out to the 40, out to the 45, where he's brought down by a host of Bobcats. And that'll make it first and 10 for Havana Grace from their own 45-yard line. .42-21, Bel Air in front. With just over 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Eberhardt in the shotgun, four wide. Bel Air shows blitz. It's a handoff to Hawthorne, who gets met at the line of scrimmage and driven backward. Second and 10, no gain for Hawthorne. .445 left to play. Eberhardt and the Warriors have been unable to score since the 8:11 mark of the second quarter. And Eberhardt in the shotgun. Second and 10. Eberhardt with a little pitch to Hawthorne. Sprint near side. Hawthorne gets to the 45, the 50. Spins out of a tackle. Gets all the way down to the 46-yard line. Close to a first down. It'll be third and one. So third and one for Havana Grace with 4 minutes to play. Bel Air doubling up Havana Grace, 42-21. And with 3:50 left to play. Eberhardt looks to the sideline. I formation for Havana Grace. Eberhardt with a handoff to Hawthorne, who doesn't get there, and no, there's a flag on the play. As the line judge threw a flag, and now we'll have confirmation of what the call is. And it is going to be an offside call against Bel Air. So that will make it a first down for Havana Grace. This is Bel Air's second penalty of the second half. A penalty-filled and turnover-filled first half for Bel Air. Two completely different halves. And that's proven to be the difference in this one with 3.5 minutes left to go. Bel Air with 8 penalties in the first half and 3 turnovers. 2 penalties, 2 turnovers in the second half. And then have kept the Warriors off the scoreboard in the second half to this point. Eberhardt under center. Pitch play goes to Cardwell. Cardwell around the far end. Gets across the 40 down to about the 36-yard line as he bangs into a couple of Bobcats before getting down at the 36. With 3 minutes left to play. Second and 5 from the 36-yard line as Eberhardt comes to the line. I formation. One wide out to both sides. Eberhardt under center, looking to pass. Under pressure, fires it down the middle of the field, and that is caught by Lynham. Nice catch there by Lynham. And now the Warriors going to have a first down. A nice catch there by Lynham. He's had himself a nice game. The junior wide receiver, 5'9", 165 pounds. First and 10 for Havity Grace from the Bel Air 24. Eberhardt in the shotgun. Back to pass. And instead, he'll pitch it to Hawthorne. Hawthorne around the near end, met at the 25-yard line, falls forward to the 24, and back to the line of scrimmage, and no further. So second down for Havity Grace. With 1:50 left to play in this one. Eberhardt brings his team to the line. Three wideouts to the far side, one to the near side. Eberhardt back to pass, lofts one downfield into the end zone, and it is intercepted by the Bobcats. Matt Kunkel with an interception, and they're going to mark him down at the 1 yard line, I believe, with 90 seconds to go. So one final turnover for Havity Grace, their fourth of the second half. And that's going to just about do it for this one. Steve. 92 seconds to go. As Bel Air are going to wrap up their sixth straight win to open up 2014. Bel Air can't just kneel it down here, however, as like they were late in the first half. They had the ball first and 10 on their own 1 yard line. Weber comes to the line at the 1 yard line, has a man in motion. Now sends the man back in motion. And we have a whistle. And I think we're going to get a timeout Bel Air, which we do indeed get. 42-21 in favor of Bel Air. They're about to win this one. And improve to 6-0. Havity Grace is about to fall to 4-2. Stephen Decatur leading North Carolina 25-20 in the third quarter. We mentioned that earlier score, Cambridge South Dorchester over Washington, 47-0. So that's not exactly great news for Havity Grace. As Cambridge South Dorchester came into play tonight, sitting directly behind the Warriors. And a win over Washington, who at the time, earning play tonight rather, was in fourth place in the 1A East. But to see how Kent County did. Coming out of the timeout, Bel Air first and 10 from their own 1 yard line, up 42-21. Weber comes to the line under center, and he will take a quarterback sneak or give himself some breathing room as he gets out to about the 3 yard line. Clock moving, 1:25 and counting. Lorraine held off, and we had a great game for most of this one. As Bel Air broke it open with 8:22 left in the fourth quarter when they went up two scores and then put the game away just 2.5 minutes later with a touchdown to make it 42-21, and that's the way this one's going to end. As Bel Air is going to improve to 6-0 here. As Weber will come to the line here in just a little bit. With under a minute to go, and now we have a stoppage here. No, the officials are going to let Weber kneel it down, I beg your pardon. And that'll just about do it. So Bel Air will improve to 6-0. Havity Grace will fall to 4-2. So Bel Air with back-to-back 42-point efforts. And they will next play at Aberdeen. So that should be a really good game next week. Havity Grace will host Perryville. So an important bounce-back game coming up next week for Havity Grace as they've now lost two in a row. And that will wrap this one up. Bel Air wins 42-21. We will take a timeout and be back to Havity Grace to wrap things up. You're listening to the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
Okay. And in a stunning turn of events, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets and Fries have turned this tailgating party around.
Most definitely. The juiciness of McNuggets combined with the hottest fries in the game, that's a tasty play that's always going to dominate.
Fellas, come on. Enough with the play-by-play. The game start.
Tailgate McDonald's style with 20-piece Chicken McNuggets for only $5. Then team them up with our world-famous fries to go all the way.
And the McNuggets up. And it's good.
There's more fun ways to tailgate at McDonald's. Proud sponsor of the NFL. Prices and participation may vary.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Maryland's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Maryland Public Secondary Schools Athletic Association and the Maryland State Athletic Directors Association.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
The Harford County High School Football Game of the Week is powered by Harford's Heart Magazine, the magazine that connects the residents, businesses, and communities of Harford County. Visit harfordsheart.com.
Welcome back to Heaven and Grace as we wrap things up here from James R. Harris Stadium. 42-21, Bel Air takes the win as Brad Cassell, with three unanswered touchdowns in the second half, leads the Bel Air Bobcats to their sixth straight victory to open up 2014. Heaven and Grace falls to 4-2. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. I want to thank our senior producer, Steve Clendenin, for all of his work tonight as we wrap things up here from Heaven and Grace. Once again, your final score: Bel Air 42, Heaven and Grace 21. You've been listening to a presentation of the Harford County Game of the Week from SFMSports.net.
This presentation of the Harford County High School Game of the Week has been brought to you by Harford's Heart Magazine, connecting the residents, businesses, and communities of Harford County at harfordsheart.com. Get access to archives of this broadcast. Vote for your Harford County Student Athlete of the Month. Get scores and schedules at sfmsports.net. Click High School Sports. Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Harford County High School Game of the Week from sfmsports.net.